Shalom Aleichem, and welcome to Parshat Ki Tavo. You know, when you get just hear an amazing Dvar Torah and you want to just give it over to your closest friends. So that's what's happening right now. I just heard some unbelievable Torah that inspired me as to the depth of every word of the Torah and every word of Tefillah. And I wanted to share that with you wherever you're at. And hopefully you'll be able to share it with others. So first of all, to bring a little geula to the world, I want to thank Rabbi Daniel Gladstein, and the Shvilei Pinchas for bringing these beautiful, beautiful Chidushei Torah from our ancestors into the universe. Okay, so let's start with the following. In this week's Parsha, at the end of the Parsha, Shishi, we've got the Tochacha. I know it's more fun to talk about the first fruits and all that, but there's what to learn from every part of the Torah. So what can we learn from the rebuke in this week's Torah portion? So it's interesting that this is not the first time we've heard a tochacha. We had a tochacha in Parshat Bechukotai back in Sefer Vayikra. So which tochacha is more intense? The Gemara in Megillah teaches us that actually the one in Vayikra was more intense. How so? Well, when you're doing the laning, you can be paisek in Mishnah Torah, in Devarim, but you can't interrupt with an aliyah during Parshat Ki Tavo. I'm sorry, during the Tochacha of Vayikra. Why? Because the Tochacha of Vayikra was given mipi ha-gvura, literally from Hashem. Whereas the Tochacha in Parshat Ki Tavo in Mishnah Torah, in our Parsha, is mipi Moshe. It's from Moshe. So what does that mean? It's only from Moshe. So isn't the whole work Torah divine? So the Zohar explains what it means is that in Vayikra there was Gevura. It was from Hashem with the Midah of Gevura, of strength, of din. It was intense. And our Parsha, there's a little bit more of Rachamim, it's more Tiferet. That's Ramak's explanation of the Zohar. There's more mercy in our Parsha. It's tempered with a bit of rachamim. That also explains, I believe the Midrash points out that there's a nechama, there's a consolation at the end of Vayikra, and not in our Parsha, there's no consolation. So it's not because it's more intense in our Parsha, but rather because in Vayikra, it was as if God's name was not present. He mamish, you know, was ne'elam. We walked bikeri, we treated him with happenstance as if he wasn't there. So Ki'ilu Hashem also pretends like he's not there. And so we need a nechama at the end of the Parsha. Whereas in our Parsha, Hashem is more present. It's not like he's not there at all. So what does it mean that he's more present in our Parsha? So I believe it's the Chida, but many cite the following explanation. The Pasuk says, Rabot ra'ot atzadik umikulam yatzilenu Hashem. Many are the travails of a tzaddik, and from all of them, Hashem saves them. Maybe it's a pasuk in Mishnah or Tehillim, I forget. So the way we explain it is, Rabot ra'ot a tzaddik. There are many evils that befall a tzaddik. Who's the tzaddik? Moshe. Moshe is the tzaddik who told us about the evils that are going to come upon us. But from all of them, Hashem saves us. So the gematria of ra'ot is 676, right? Resh is 200, Tav is 400, Ayin Vav, 676. So what's going to save us from the 676? Hashem's name. And here's the amazing thing. How many words are there in the Tochacha? It's brought down in many, many Svarim, in the Chida, many, many others. I believe it's originally from the Midrash, 676 words of the Tochacha. So the name of Hashem appears 676 words, and the name of Hashem is going to wipe out 676 words in our Tochacha, in our rebuke. Okay, now here's the amazing thing. Guess how many times Hashem's name appears during the rebuke, during the Tochacha? 26 times. What's the gematria of Hashem's name? 26. 26 times 26, 676. So the 26 names of Hashem, which have the gematria of 26, Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, wipes out the 676 curses. So by Moshe infusing our parsha with the name of Hashem 26 times, it wipes away the negative aspects of the tochacha. So as long as the name of Hashem is in our lives, as long as we have a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mamish, and his rachamim all around us, we can wipe away the tochacha. No, we have nothing to worry about. On a super related note, the Arizal writes that there's a big inyan to say LaDavid, Erev Aboker, morning and either night or afternoon, depending on your minhag, twice a day during Chodesh Elul. Now here's the amazing thing. How many times does Hashem's name, Yudke Vavke, appear in LaDavid? Start counting. 13 times. 13 times twice a day, 26. The 26th of Yudke Vavke, the Rachamim that we're bringing into our lives, is going to wipe away any kitrugim, any prosecutors. And if we say LaDavid, says the Arizal, we have nothing to worry about. Hashem is going to wipe away all of the bad judgments during this month of Rachamim. Just a few more beautiful insights. The holy Megala Amukos, who was a great rabbi in the time of the Bach, and he lived in Krakow, and it's written on his grave that he had Giloy Eliyahu, that Hashem revealed himself to him. So he taught, why do we say Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Elokeinu? Why do we say that, you know, in the art scroll before Mincha? So the first letter is Chaf, Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Elokeinu, and the last letter is Vav, Chaf Vav, 26. When I call out in the name of Hashem, of Yud Kei Vav Kei, of 26, then I'm going to ascribe greatness to Hashem. So I'm tapping into the power of 26, of Rachamim, of Yud Kei Vav Kei, as I start my Shemona Esrei. Unbelievable. The Baal HaTurim points out, guess how many times the name of Hashem appears in our Shemona Esrei every day? You guessed it, 26. 26 times we say Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei. What are we supposed to take from these unbelievable gematrias? First off, on a practical level, it means when we're davening these special days leading up to Rosh Hashanah, we should do our best, say every word with kavana. When we're learning Torah, to try to be present, because every word of Torah is powerful, and even when we don't understand the meaning, the importance, every single letter, every single word has deep, deep, deep secrets and deep meaning, even if we don't always understand it. Baruch Hashem, we have our ancestors who revealed us the greatest depth of every word of Chumash, of Torah, of Tefillah, and we should be zocha to say our words of Torah and Tefillah with a lot of kavana. And of course, as the Holy Ramak says, we should treat our friends, or not our friends, we should treat everybody with rachamim during these days leading up to the Yom HaDin. And in the schus of the extra mercy that we're treating people with, even when they wrong us, dafka when they wrong us, as the Tomer Devorah writes about, Hashem will bless us with rachamim in our lives. And may Hashem bless us with a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh. Good Shabbos. This is me and Alishi signing out. Have a beautiful, beautiful Shabbos Parshat Ki Tavo.